Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sans Pants Radio, there are too many dogs in space, help.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Hey everyone, couple of live show announcements before we start. First off, our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is heading to Brisbane in 2 short weeks, and we've just opened up a couple more seats. So, if you dickheads want to see these dickheads live in Brisbane, then you better get in quick. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets today. Also, In-Ear Presents Plumbing the Death Star UK Tour with Adam update. Our first show has been confirmed. It's in Bristol, which Google tells me is a lovely port city. Tickets are selling fast, so if you're in the area and want to come along, go grab them now. Also available at sanspantsradio.com/live. For those wondering where else we're going in the UK, don't stress, we're aiming to head to as many places as we can, including London, Wales, the Midlands and surrounding areas, Scotland and Ireland. Planning something like this from Australia is a bit complicated. We are dickheads, so be patient. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook for the most up-to-date information. And of course, check sanspantsradio.com/live for links on where to purchase tickets. SansPants Plus and Patreon members will also get 10% off all ticket prices, and as little bonus for having to listen to me waffle on for the past few minutes, we've included episode 1 of the Plumbing Boys play/ruin the Sunless Citadel at the end of this episode, which is a Hero and King exclusive weekly series for our SansPants Plus members. If you like the show and want to help support us, just head to sanspantsplus.com and sign up today.
Welcome to episode 16 of Buried Beneath, D&D is for Nerds adventure. I'm Michael Shanks. I'll be playing the part of Squim Norton.
I'm Joel Zammit. I'll be playing the part of Shane Knoll.
I'm Jackson Bailey, and what I'll be doing is I'll be playing the part of Anton de Saucier.
I'm Adam, and as always, I'll be your dungeon master.
Previously, I guess.
Rooster Crit! Oh, no!
Rooster Fumble.
There's another monster on the same page as it, and I quickly looked to the hit points, and I looked at the wrong hit points, and I'm like, 230!
Anyone for roast?
No, I can attack. No, it goes against my code. No, no, I can't.
At the last second, you divert your sword, thinking better of breaking your code. So it scoops you up with its
claws. Of course it does.
Uh-huh, chomped. Dead.
Oh, guess what? I'm going to go the way of Lilith.
Well, I'm just worried about the fire because it's going to burn you.
Do whatever you want, mate. I'm a healthy boy. I'm on a full hit points of how much, Adam?
Half hit points.
I'm on half hit points.
There are two enemies that it can hit. You and the chicken.
No.
It's a weird first for D&D for someone to just be like, you fuck, Adam. I mean, yeah, fair.
From hell's heart, I stab at thee.
You cut it open, and sure enough, in its stomach is lodged the cog.
Mostly rested, but still a bit ill, you feel somewhat ready to continue your adventure.
All right, so how many hit points am I on now? Because I wouldn't have healed a lot.
Oh, true.
No, not overnight. Like, still.
Wait, I mean, do I still have, like, Lilip abilities? Can I still, like, heal people?
For that now, actually. Oh,
nice. You get some Lilip abilities for her hair and teeth.
You help him out. So you heal 8 hit points, which means that your 8 plus 5 is, as we all know, Jackson.
Yes.
13. Good job.
I'm a bit clever.
You're on 13 hit points, Shane.
13 out of a hot 56.
Hey!
Gee can whiz. I just do it again?
No. This is just naturally...
No, it's okay. I'll just get a 20. That's how that works, right?
Here's the 20.
The way that getting a 20 works is we assume that you got a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4. So taking a 20 is like, oh, there's no penalty for failure.
Mm.
In this instance, if you've got a 1, I would make him lose hit points. So you get it one, but you'll end up hit point negative.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Not necessary.
No. You can still hear the noise above you guys. Every now and then you hear... like noise, just either maybe talking sometimes,
what
or sometimes even
doing
the sounds
we cleared
of
those levels.
Did you?
Maybe we just went through. We didn't go everywhere.
You did go everywhere, but like there were tunnels, there were nests,
yeah,
and
magic,
like that.
You know, and an evil god. So who knows?
Yeah, I mean,
and
yeah,
and a sphinx.
Oh yeah,
and okay. A delicious corpse to loot.
So I'm
She was buried. She was buried.
You animals!
The sudden passion.
So how? All right. So in one room we have an evil tomb goblin that will bite my neck and that will kill me. On the other room we have an unknown, and then we also have like a also another unknown.
You have the unexcavated area, the room you haven't been to. This is all branching off from that first
room.
Yeah. And the
tomb goblin.
Yeah, the mirror room, if you will.
I have an idea as a random thing. I kind of want to go back to the main room and cast a spell of darkness on the hole to get down here, just to confuse whoever's going to come down.
Okay.
Is that possible? But maybe I'll wait till we're there.
Darkness, eventually it does fade away.
Okay, right.
It takes a couple of hours, though, but you don't know how effective that's going to necessarily
be. You might as well just cast it and just see what happens.
No penalty. I'll take a 20.
Yeah. Just like keep constantly casting.
Yeah, you can cast it forever. So like,
yeah,
why not?
It. Just every now and then, be like, whoop. Yeah.
If you're weak, you might want to spend the day excavating if you want to.
Yeah.
Take it slow.
Yeah, good idea.
I mean, I'm nervous about my eventual medicine roll, but I'm down.
And if you do that as well, I'd say you can just keep casting darkness every time it wears off.
Okay, great. Yeah.
So for the day, the darkness is there.
The you day excavate? Of the darkness.
Heal a little bit. More.
Just petite.
Wow, gosh, Squam, you just. Keep consistently rolling high on this. You recover another 8 hit points.
Nice.
Shane?
You're doing good.
Yeah.
Back to it.
21, mate.
21.
Gang's back.
Like, not going to lie, I feel like I am Cactus.
Yeah.
But hey, we'll just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fine.
Ah, good for you. Shane, you fight off the illness.
Oh, I feel fucking great. I feel tops.
And
Anton, you feel better, but you're still... being affected.
Like, what does Dex do for me? Like, for a fighter?
Actually, nothing.
I feel a bit better now.
Takes the gloves back. Put them on.
You can have some of them.
I guess the darkness has been nice, you know?
Yeah, it's just been just like, oh.
Just relax.
Just cozy.
Just cozy, relax. We get in a big pile. Big adventurer's pile.
Yeah.
You know.
Hug it out. Gloom wants none of it.
Gloom's not involved, but the rest of us are getting real nice and cozy.
You excavate another door towards Shane.
All right.
Cast
towards Shane? What am I saying? Wait. Sorry.
Shankswood.
Towards Shankswood.
I detect magic on the door. And maybe we also look to see if it's some traps or something. I don't know.
He detects no magic in that direction.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
Faint auras, but they're too far away to really see.
Let's walk through it.
Okay. All right, you open it up.
Yep. Do we hear anything from above?
You haven't heard anything from above for a little while.
Super good.
Haven't heard a bloody peep.
Probably
bloody,
gone away.
Whatever you call them. Sphinx got them.
Yep.
There's a short corridor that ends in this large stone mechanical looking structure that appears to be some sort of door. It also looks like it's made with a lot of the same metals and materials found from the other end of the dungeon, that little mechanical machine that you need to slot the gears into.
Okay, so...
you think they might be related.
Perhaps this is the lever that they pull, you know?
All right, so this is what it pulls. All right.
Like,
so we
this...
have a tomb goblin or an unknown. Mm-hmm. Unknown is my vote.
There's an unknown.
Well, but in the unknown, we have four distinct magical energies, which might be harder to deal with than the singular magical energy of the ghoul.
Oh.
I was open it up, and we see if there's, like, several goblin ghoul things.
Yeah.
And if there is, close that door.
Close that door, don't worry about it.
Before we open that door,
yes.
Is it possible for me to cast a spell of darkness, assuming like through the door on the other side, so that when we open it, any particularly evil character might not see us?
So you want to cast darkness over yourselves?
Yeah, kind of like before we open the door, I cast it on the other side of the door.
No.
Cast darkness where you can't see.
Okay, cool. Just still, I guess cast it on us because you can still see through it, so you can still open the door.
It's just that it'll obscure people who are seeing us. So if there's like some kind of tomb goblin,
In fact,
that's a good strat for when we fight the inevitable tomb goblin that we have to anyway.
All right,
great. Yeah.
Tomb goblin.
Why are we fighting in the dark all the time? Fuck, we're idiots. Anyway,
it's only good for you, and you just don't take.
But you now got fireballs, so you could just like stay on the other side and go.
You
like,
can locate enemies, but you can't locate anything else in the darkness.
Oh, still, you don't need to. All you need to see is enemies.
Yeah, sure. Anyway.
If Shane is the only person there, and he only needs to fight an enemy, darkness is useful.
That's
very useful, in fact.
Oh, actually, yeah. I guess if we'd done this on the water room, you would have just drowned.
Oh,
still, here we are.
Oh.
But
can we go back in time?
But if we had cast it on,
I just
want to
do the
like,
water room again. Like I didn't care about the
ash. No. Fair. Right. Anyway,
The darkness.
Cast darkness on us, my good friend, and
I do it.
Then we'll.
Right. And then you open the door. There's darkness on the other side because there's darkness here. You have to walk through the darkness.
Yeah.
So you can't see the darkness. We could cast light on the other side of the darkness. Now the door's open first.
You've opened the door. There's darkness on your side, and because of that. You can't see through to the other side.
Oh, because there's no light from our room escaping into this.
Yes.
I'll cast light.
Yeah.
All right. So do you enter the room and cast light?
No. What? You don't need to.
Can you throw light through the darkness?
Therefore, I can throw light through the darkness.
All right, sure.
Okay. So.
I'm now confused.
Okay. I need the...
Explain physics for me.
So.
Okay. This copy of Pokemon Black and White 2
represents the area that your darkness affects. So anything that this is sitting on top of is bathed in darkness on our little map.
Right.
So you have cast it near the door, right?
Yep.
So this is what is happening.
Ah, yeah.
You guys are standing in the darkness.
All right.
I sort of thought it was like a disc, like a thin disc in front of us, kind of like basically cover.
No, it's like
I was meaning.
Imagine a fog.
Cast it so like the end of it hits us, so we can one. You know what I mean? That makes sense.
I understand. I do understand.
Right.
I don't know necessarily what the point of that is.
We have a line, so now it seems to have to go real far into the room to be like you fight with that. Yeah.
You want it like that? Yeah. So it's only in your room.
Yeah.
All right.
So that way, if I don't walk into the hallway, then we can see shit.
Mm.
And then, like, if there's like.
So as soon as you step in, you'll be able to see
shit. Yeah.
But you can see stuff. Oh, no, you can't see stuff because the other room is
I can
not
only
light
see
because
my darkness.
You could locate an enemy,
Do you look at any enemies?
Do I?
So do we think people listening at home understood what we are doing?
Yeah, I've got it. The Pokemon White 2 copy was used. They understand.
Perfect.
Very secret of Pokemon White. Like, what's to learn?
So basically, we just cast darkness on ourselves. Yeah. But we can still, hopefully, if we just move one up to near the room, the corridor, we can be like, what's in the room?
And basically then cast it at the border of the door.
And then if there's ghouls, we can be like, and we step back a bit.
Yeah. Adam's pulling out a lot of dice.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Who wants to step in first?
This boy. Shane.
You step in first? So you step through into the next room. The room is barren.
Oh, okay.
Except for four glowing, hovering orbs.
Puzzle room.
Oh, way better.
Puzzle.
Okay, can't see this room, can you, Shane?
Not yet.
Shane. Jesus Christ.
What does it look like?
Squint.
Bunch of four orbs.
I mean, like, physically you can't see this room, can you?
Is it safe? Can a boy join a boy?
Yes, a boy can definitely join a boy.
A magic boy join a fighting boy?
Can a boy know a name?
Follow in.
Come, magic boys.
Do you want me to come in this way?
No. Just the one beautiful magic boy.
I'm thinking if this is a room with arcane-y shit, maybe Gloom could know, but I've got a little bit of knowledge. So
steps into the room as well, just in case.
Everyone can step in the room. It's fine. There's no traps, I assumed. I checked.
I assume.
I thoroughly examine the room beyond the orbs.
I have a desire to touch the orbs. And I might.
Maybe they'll heal me. Upon your inspection of the room, you notice that in the dead center, in the middle of all four orbs, there's a slightly different... The stone there. Stonework there is slightly different, and you can see a small seam. So there's some sort of hatch here that opens somehow.
Okay.
So we fix this orb riddle, and the cog pops up.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right.
I'd like to...
Yes.
Really gingerly... Get close to the orb, but not quite. I just want to feel Which fuck one? It, I touch it a little bit.
Which one?
This one, you want to close
the white one?
Yeah. Just
you touch it and it makes a bong sound.
Hmm. I use my magical knowledge to kind of see if I can sense anything about the orbs in particular. And what corresponding colors that means.
Well, you cast detect magic as part of your investigation. And you detect that the red orb shines with an evocation magic.
Okay.
You detect that the green orb is transmutation. Do you remember what these mean?
No. I don't remember evocation.
Evocation is energy release. So a fireball spell or acid splash, that's a evocation spell. It releases energy. Transmutation, which is a transformation spell. Blue, the blue one is illusion. And the white one is necromancy.
I'd like to head over to the red one and cast acid splash on it.
It flares once, and you hear,
bah! Not a too difficult puzzle. It's basically the fifth element.
With necromancy.
Yeah. Can I go over to the necromancy one and cast Disrupt Undead? Is that necromancy?
Which one, sorry?
The
white one, sorry.
Yeah, the Disrupt Undead?
Boom.
Bullshit. Or maybe that's correct.
Can we hear that sound again?
Boom.
What sound are we looking for?
What?
What sound are we looking for?
You don't know. What? You've heard two different sounds from two different orbs. When you touched it, it made the same sound.
True.
I'll touch the transmutation one. Just
transmutation. Oh, sorry. Is this why you guys were a little tripped up? Yeah, the white one does shine bright when you cast the spell on it.
Oh, okay.
I should say the necromancy spell.
Yeah, the necromancy spell on it. Which one are you touching? Sorry.
So green is transmutation. Oh. Is earth and grasp a transmutation?
On the money.
Okay, I cast earth and grasp on the green orb.
Bah, and it flares.
I go up to the blue one. No. Well, I cast ventriloquism on it.
Hey,
I'm a blue orb. How's everyone doing tonight?
Okay. It flashes. The little marking in the center, or the little, what do you call it, hatch in the center, opens up. A small pedestal with a cog raises up.
Excellent. Hey,
you take it.
Grab that cog.
Hot tip, you guys inadvertently solved the second part of this puzzle that I was not going to comment on at all. See how I used dice to mark each of them? That's the order that you needed to do them in.
For real?
Yeah. Oh, no way.
That's so funny. Just absolutely
at random, you got the right order.
That's nuts.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Huh.
Go team.
We are great.
But we don't notice that.
So no, we're just like, I guess you just had to do the spells on.
Yeah. You don't know how randomly lucky you were in that one.
About fucking time.
Hey, is it possible to reset traps?
These ones, you have no idea.
Okay.
These ones are mechanical, magical, and very complicated.
No worries.
So
pick up that cog, put it into the...
Okay,
so
one left.
Three of the four cogs.
Last one's in the ghoul room.
Deal with the fucking ghoul.
All right. So what we're going to do for the ghoul?
Take the ghoul to school.
We're going to cast the darkness.
Uh-huh.
So on the edge, whatever. And then I can see it.
Yeah.
It can't see me.
But the room's already so full of illusion.
Oh, I don't even know anymore. Well, we just
wanna... throw your fireballs in there.
Unless the ghoul is at the door, then fireball will kill us all.
That's a risk we gotta take.
Well, last we left it, the ghoul was at the door, but only you could see it.
Yeah. But maybe the ghoul might have, like, fucked off back the... Everyone just stand back.
Yeah, okay. Stand back. And I advise you open the door and, like, step back.
Step, as well. Throw it and duck. Throw it and combat roll out of there.
If the ghoul is at the back of the room, I'll throw a fireball. If not, I'll smack it with a sword.
All right, whatever.
Because then, look, the fireball will kill us all. Or mostly me.
True.
I open the door.
You see that near perfect room you saw originally?
It was no.
You can't see it. You didn't see it.
You gotta step in to fight the ghoul.
I step in.
The ghoul.
Pass me the ghoul. Oh, you got it.
He's right there.
It attacks.
There's a ghoul right there.
You just got jump scared.
You did.
This looks perfectly fine.
And it's standing right in fucking front of
you. Tap A to duck underneath. Quick time events.
It's like, I'm just going to see if the ghoul is... Ah, oh, it's there.
Ah, ghoul.
Are you going to get another chomp on the neck?
Yeah.
That's what I'm predicting. Yes, ghoul neck on the... Oh, no.
Maybe.
It bites you on the other side of the neck.
Oh, that's all right.
It's just going to bite your skull. Hang, hang.
9 points of damage.
Oh, sick.
And then it digs into you with its claws, tearing wildly.
Fuck off.
And from that, you take 5 points of damage. So 14 damage total, dropping you down to 7.
Yep.
Good. What do they see?
Did
we just see him disappear?
Give me a tick.
Adam, I need answers.
He disappears, yeah.
Oh, God. So they can they hear me if I say anything?
You can't hear him either.
Like as in last time? Like, so they, yeah, all right, so I'm just gone.
Yep. They are unable to hear or see you.
Do we... What's initiative. The go here?
I'll go purple.
Red.
I'll go Halloween.
Halloween?
Halloween's a good color.
Red.
I've always been a fan of that dice. Oh, I bought a pound of dice recently. I just remembered. How exciting. Nice. Yeah, I'm excited for it to arrive.
Growing up.
Proud. Little boy's growing up. Ah, Zammit, bye. I mean, I guess bye.
We have no healers.
No.
We got nothing.
All we got to rely on is sleeps.
Well, really, like, if we can wear him down a bit.
Leave.
Nap. Have a nap.
Come back in. Wear him down. Leave. Nap. We just chip away.
Chip away, mate.
We basically, like, when you're playing, like, Skyrim or Oblivion, you okay.
Paper, scissors, rock.
I win. Win a chicken dinner. Basically, like in Skyrim or Oblivion, you know, you're like fighting a bad guy. You just find a corner where they can't hit you.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Glitch him out.
Squim.
Oh, yes.
Squim, you're first.
Why did you paper, scissors, rock? We don't know.
They tied on initiative. I tied with Jackson on initiative.
Well, I just assume that bad juju is going down and I'm going to save my boy. So I
fire wildly?
No. You wish. Damn. I just kind of go charging in.
Rather than save me.
Like the
you're like, ah, charge in. You step into the room and then the near pristine room becomes the destroyed, desiccated room it really is. You're like, oh man, that's bad. Oh shit, a dust blight. Except you don't know what it's called. Okay, you can look at the picture though.
Tomb goblin.
Oh, it really does have a pit of sarlacc kind of mouth. Yeah. It looks like it's like a chomping butthole.
Yeah, and like that mummy pose. Like,
by the way, for future quests, the chomping butthole, great name for a tavern.
Oh, yes. I will.
Welcome to the chomping butthole, fella.
So I've run in. Do I now have a move to do? Can I?
Yeah, you can attack if you want.
Okay.
But you're in very close range with it, so you'll need to make a concentration check or it gets a free hit.
Okay.
So we'll do that quickly now. Oh, do you want to just cast... what do you want to cast?
I guess I want to cast...
Be grasping hand.
Earth and grasp.
Yeah.
Earth and grass.
That's interesting. Although I wonder if because he's a ghost boy that it might go through.
I don't know either.
That's the ghost boy risk.
Oh, because he was doing a sand dance before, so he loves sand. I don't know. He's born in the desert. Come on down up from New Orleans, to quote Captain Beefheart. Maybe I'll... I'll earth and grasp him. I'll earth and grasp him.
Because then if he's wrestling with a hand, he can't attack.
Yeah, we can just all take pot shots from it. Yeah.
Pass the concentration check. So the hand bursts out from behind it and tries to grab it.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. I'll go greeny green.
Another fractal grapple, ladies and gentlemen. Best kind. Fractal grapple bonus.
No one's grappling anyone. The hand grabs the creature around its torso and tries to drag it back. It's successfully grappling it.
Oh, yay!
Nice, got him.
And then it is Shane's turn.
Can you command the hand to go away and drag him?
No, he can't move.
Damn. Can I attack him or is my knight's code all stupid?
No, you're fine. You can attack.
Is my knight's code the fucking worst?
It's okay. You can attack. It's fine.
I'll attack.
All right.
Get him good. www.danggod.com.
Stab him in his butthole, man.
Oh, where's his?
Why?
Oh. Why is Adam?
Adam.
Adam should be banned from smiling.
Damn it.
A critical
sad.
A critical, dang it.
Shane is dead.
Oh, no.
Whoa, that face is a worried face.
God, look at his little butthole mouth.
He's like, maybe I should kiss him instead.
Cutter. Oh, mate, his mouth is...
I'm going to get
in there.
You take
1 point of strength bleed. So you know how...
Yes.
When I say bleed damage, you lose hit points every round.
Oh.
So strength bleed would be every round you lose a point of strength.
Oh, good.
So you swing wildly with your bastard sword, but as you do that, you expose yourself completely. And the grappled creature kicks wildly as it's being dragged back, and its feet solidly impact in your chest. You hear a snapping sound, and you know that you have a punctured lung and possibly a punctured heart.
Oh, all right.
Your strength is now 16, and every round until someone makes... You can move, yes.
I'm out of the room. I'm like, I'll be back.
It'll get a free attack.
Fuck off. It's being cunted.
Being grappled.
It's currently in the middle of a cunting.
It unfortunately still threatens. You take 5 foot step back, and then you're fine. You're safe if you do that. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So you're standing now in the doorway instead of in the room.
Yes.
The room returns to what it once was, and you can't see what's going on inside.
Anton, give me a potion.
I give you the last potion.
Anton, it's your turn. You want to move up and give him the potion?
Did he not come to me?
He can't come to you. You're not nearly attractive enough.
And I'd like to also chill touch my chicken.
All right. Where's your chicken?
There right there. And I'd like to maximize that spell. Max damage, always.
Okay. And you want to send your chicken in?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, there's a ghoul man. He's a butthole man. Yeah. Get the chicken to get him good.
Chicken's in the room. Squim, yeah. Anton's chicken appears next to you suddenly and magically.
Romeo!
What are you doing here?
Romeo, or Romeo!
Within the mirror world, and I can truly speak.
And you... Fuck off. And Anton passes you a healing potion. A healing potion... will not stop this. It needs to be a heal check. So I will allow you to actually make a heal check.
Yeah, I'll do that
of
instead. I'll do that instead.
You cast a spell.
Yeah, never mind.
That's fine.
Suck a fat dick.
We'll do it in the next.
Yeah.
You just leave me alone with a fucking ghoul. It's okay, he's being grappled.
This isn't a ghoul. Ghouls are entirely later on in the dungeon.
Racist. They're all ghouls.
They're all ghouls. They're basically got ghouls. Orcs,
tomb goblins.
Giants.
Tomb
okay,
goblins.
So.
Beasts.
It tries to break out of your earthen grasp.
Mm-hmm. I'll go greeny.
Greeny babini.
It fails by a long shot. It's still being grappled. It writhes wildly in the earthen grasp, but it can't do anything else.
Well, you got to give him a hand, is what I say. Does Romeo chuckle?
Romeo is a rooster.
So it cluckles.
In the mirror world, I can truly express my mirth.
Squim, it's your turn. Fucking hell, this group.
Well, I give it a wand of burning hands.
All right.
Fucking burn its face.
It fails, so max damage.
Woo!
Oh, it fails. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Cooked. Man, you always hit.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm pretty
doing
great.
Pretty well.
Yeah, he's got skills. Wow.
Also, you fucked yourself with spells, so.
Yeah.
You had good spells. Then you decided you wanted ventriloquism and mirror image instead.
Look how handy they've come.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
we fixed the
I don't think I have any other.
Once.
Wait, does message count as the same thing that mirror image and ventriloquism are?
I'd have to look it up. I'm not sure off the top.
Well,
of my
otherwise,
head.
I might not have had one of the necessary spells.
When I was designing this dungeon, I made sure you had the necessary spells.
Gloss over it. We move on. Gloss on over.
You deal 12 points of fire damage with your burning hands,
hey.
Bathing both the earth and grass, which can take damage, but is fine. Don't worry about it.
Sorry, graspy.
And it gives me a thumbs up without letting go.
There's like the when you do
not
the
a problem,
mouth,
yeah. Boss.
Yeah. When you make the mouth with your thumb and finger, yeah. Yeah, so you deal 12 points of damage to both the creature and your earthen grasp, but your earthen grasp can tank that sort of shit just fine.
It's a toughie.
Then it is Shane's turn.
Can I heal check and drink a potion?
No.
Damn.
You can only do one.
I will check, heal check myself.
Get rid of that, yeah.
Before I wreck, he'll wreck myself.
Yeah, you're out of harm's way for now.
So, good news, bad news.
Yes.
Which would you like first?
Bad news always.
Bad news is, before the end of the round, you do still lose another point of strength.
Dang.
And the good news is, you will not lose another point of strength next round.
Hey, that's good. Is this permanent, or do I take it when I sleep?
It's damage, so it heals at one hit point a day.
Oh, good.
So 2 days from now, you'll be back to normal.
If I still alive.
If we last that long.
All right.
If.
And I want to walk back in. No, no, I don't. I just want to stay here. I'm going to drink the potion. And
you've got this, right? Squim?
Yeah. As usual.
They can't attack him just yet.
As usual.
He's got a turn's warning. When it breaks out, it'll have to wait a turn before I can attack. So
you've got
Chain has a turn's warning before he has to deal with it.
Bloody lemon squeezy.
Anton?
Yes.
Chain. Squim, what the fuck is wrong with
me? Can I chill touch my chicken again?
It hasn't released its spell yet. Your chicken attacks. It is able to touch something.
And it's maximized as well.
Highs or lows?
High.
Your earthen grasp. Take 6 points of damage and 1 point of strength damage, making it weaker when it tries to grasp.
Okay, so it did it. Yeah, cool. It passed a check to not get all the damage?
Because I maximized it.
Yeah, I know. So, oh, wait.
It's a d6.
Yeah, 6 damage.
Yeah.
A d6 damage maximized.
Yeah. My bad. For some reason, I thought it was doubled. I don't know.
Yeah. So, 6 damage one strength damage to your earthen grasp, which now is actually starting to look a little weak.
Okay, so this might fuck us good, but can I roll through and rave enfeeblement?
Why? You can't see.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know what's going on in there, so it's fine. And I've been told.
First off, why?
Your chicken returns to you.
Thank you. Oh, wait. Does he count as undead? The creature?
Yes, he does.
Disrupt undead.
Well, you think he does.
Well, yeah, then...
You'd have to step into the room, though,
that's
to
fine.
See.
5, 10. Bam! Disrupt undead. Because nobody else is undead, so if it misfires, it's harmless.
Fuck yeah. Highs or lows?
Highs.
You hit the creature. It's fine. You deal 1 point of damage to the creature.
I fucking love this game.
But you weren't going to hurt anyone else. That's the important thing. So,
did I just get magic wrong?
I made a useful character, and you ruined it. That's what happened.
I'm using your spells.
No. My spells included Searing Light and a level 2 combat spell.
Yes.
Yours do not.
Yes, sir.
We're sorry.
Okay, now it is. Fuck, I feel like I'm a teacher telling off a child far beyond when I really should be telling them off. I feel like you've been punished enough, but I can't. I can't give you an A retroactively, unfortunately.
No.
It's its turn. It tries to break out.
Green.
It successfully breaks out.
Of course it does.
Dang.
That's its turn, and your Earthen Grasp can try to reacquire it now, which is your turn.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just roll again.
We'll go stick with green, you know.
It reacquires.
Hey!
So yeah, it's just, it breaks out of the grapple and then the Earthen Grasp just grabs it again.
I love Earthen Grasp.
I know, he's your mate. I wish you could have him walking along like on its fingers just with you the whole time.
That would be fun.
And you get to do your turn as well.
Oh, cool. I just quickly look around the room and see, can I just see the fucking cog? Like, is it just sitting in the middle of
If you want, you can take your turn to just scan the room. But that's your turn.
It's my turn.
It's worth it.
The only other person in here can deal damage is you, so I just feel like it's
I've got Disrupt Undead.
You.
Maybe you could
scan. No, I'm gonna stick to my combat guns, and I'm going to...
It'd be interesting if you solved this puzzle while the Earthen Grasp is just holding this thing in place.
I'm gonna burn the earth. I'm gonna burn the boy.
All right.
Burn the boy, fireman!
Cook the lad. Cook the goose.
It passes, which means it'll take half damage.
So I think I know how this dungeon, this puzzle room works. I got theories. Mm-hmm. So on my turn, I'll just take a gander round.
16. All right.
Yeah, I mean, like, it seems...
19 damage, half that rounded down is 9 damage to the creature.
Mm-hmm.
And your earthen grasp is destroyed.
Ballsacks.
Uh-oh.
What will happen to our heroes without the protection of their earthen grasp? Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
A
And now, episode 1 of the Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Sunless Citadel, a D&D exclusive for all Hero and King subscribers.
Welcome to episode 1 of the Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Sunless Citadel. The three of you are in a town known as Oakhurst. Mm-hmm. Oakhurst is a sort of sleepy village, maybe about 1,000 residents in total. In the town, there are, well, there's a like a village hall, general store, a shrine. There's a bunch of, you know, basics. But the three of you are currently in the Old Boar Inn, run by a male human by the name of Garen.
Cool.
Garen.
Yeah. He serves food and drink, and on occasion, he does rent out a few rooms, which you guys would probably have, maybe in exchange for a performance, mm-hmm. are renting.
Oh, yeah, I guess, I guess we're going to go around and introduce ourselves.
Okay.
So now I am a half-elf bard. I am chaotic good for alignment. I'm male. I have very tired eyes. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit average height, hefty, and I have heavy hair.
Heavy hair.
I believe I'm an ex. I'm a sage, mm-hmm. but I'm a discredited academic. I don't know what that I did to decide to have that happen to me. I do know Draconic, and I've written down Gobbo as my languages, but I'm assuming that's Goblin.
I saw that. Yeah. Well, of course, because we said Goblin. You just wrote Gobbo.
So I'm not quite sure what I did, but I'm assuming it's something to do
something
with
involving the Gobbos. So, the Gobbos were somehow like. They were involved.
Yeah. So we'll work that out a bit later. And as of this is fifth ed, I have my personal trait, which is that people are trying to steal my secrets. I have an ideology, which is my ideal, which is logic. So fuck emotions. My bond is my students, my boys. Mm-hmm. And my flaw is that I like to speak what I'm thinking. I don't really care if I hurt people's feelings.
What's your name?
So, I'm playing a Zamet. I'm playing Zamet.
Yep. Radio. My name is Jackson Bailey. My alignment is neutral evil. I'm a bard, as we all are. My background is hermit. All my business, all that background shit. Became a hermit because I needed some quiet. I'm a real serene dude. I believe in knowing thyself. Still seeking that enlightenment. Clearly my little hermitage didn't quite work.
No,
debaucherous because I forgot about the goods of the mortal world. And when I came back, I was like, oh, yeah, shit, yes, ham.
Yeah.
I got a couple spells.
We all got some spells.
Oh, yeah, I'm portly. I'm average height. And I got shifty eyes and medium hair. And I'm also a forest gnome, which is good.
Oh,
best
nice.
Kind of gnome there is.
Mm, that's what I hear.
Hi, I'm Joel Dusha, and today I'll be playing Joel Dusha. I am a half-orc, a bard, as previously stated. Mm-hmm. My alignment is chaotic good. My hair is light. My eyes are soft. My height is tall. My weight is chunky.
It sounds like it's going to be a riddle. My height is tall. My weight is chunky. Tell me, friend, what smells so funky?
Is it me or is it the monkey?
That's a very easy riddle. 50-50 chance.
You got it wrong both times.
Gee. I believe you're a folk hero, Dusha.
I'm a folk hero.
There it is.
Which I forgot to write down, and we'll write down right now. I'm always happy to lend a hand to other fellas. I am bound to my destiny. What my destiny is, hard to say, but Christ, am I going to follow it. I haven't seen my family in years and wish to contact them, but haven't. Don't know where they are. And unfortunately, my downfall is that I'm blinded by smugness.
Mm. So any astute listeners might be like, did they just create D&D characters based on themselves? Yes. Mm-hmm. We
Wait, what?
I don't think anyone's wondering that.
Me and Jack created Dusha's character. Dusha and Jack created me, and me and Dusha created Jackson.
Yeah, it's good.
So that's good. We also, as bards, we have bardic inspiration. So what is that?
Bardic inspiration is, it's an ability. Each of you get it a number of times a day equal to your charisma modifier. So Jackson, you get it once a day. Mm-hmm. Dusha, you get it 4 times a day. Zamet, yeah. You get it 4 times a day.
Sick.
Yep.
And what happens is you spend an action basically performing.
whatever your chosen, one of your chosen mm-hmm. instruments or such, and you grant someone else for the next 10 minutes a chance to roll a six-sided die and add it to any roll that they've, any 20-sided.
That's all right.
That's massive. Four times a day.
My chosen instrument is the schwamm.
Yeah, it looks like it's a hog instrument.
Yeah.
It looks like a wangus.
Yeah, if you're blowing into a wang and it makes noise, that's what it is.
I really like to imagine yours is like carved in the shape of a pig, so we can call it your hog pipe or your hog flute.
I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write that down.
It's like made of, like, I'm imagining it like made of like the tusk of a boar and carved.
It's his hog pecker.
It's his hog pecker.
This shape.
It's his hog pecker whistle.
Oh, a hog. Done.
My chosen instrument is a pan pipe, which I'll play at every opportunity. And
astute listeners will recognize as the world's most annoying instrument.
I'm disappointing at jug.
And
to
I
be
like
honest.
To, that would have been good. I like to imagine on every, you know, like a pan pipe is several hollow chambers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like on the hollow chamber, one will have me carved with my hands apart. And then the next one will have them together, like a clap, like it's like clapping a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I know
that's
what, you
that's
mean.
What I'm imagining. Yeah, that's what's going on there.
And my instrument of choice is the saxophone.
Oh, the sexiest of all instruments.
Fuck yes.
Some people will say it's the guitar. They are wrong.
It's the sax.
Sax followed closely by the French horn.
And coming in third is the guitar.
Guitar, unfortunately, comes in at ninth on the 2017 Sexiest Instrument Ratings.
Yep. Yeah, that's who we are.
That's what we're about. And we're travel all around
this, performing, I guess.
At the Old Boar Inn.
The Old Boar, we just get up on stage and we're like, hey, man, like, have you noticed that center? Is like, half human, half horse? Like, what?
How do they fuck?
You don't get any laughs.
Yeah, no.
That seems
not
fair.
A single goddamn.
Because effectively, what we're doing is incredibly racist humor. If we can say to
hey,
like,
you, centaur, how do you fuck?
And he's like, what the fuck, guy? Like, I came here for a nice night. Your body's weird.
Have you ever noticed how elves drive a cart like this and dwarves drive a cart like this?
Get off the stage!
But no, you. You garner no laughs over your performance tonight.
Oh, man.
That's funny because something I forgot to say is that I'm a folk hero because an angel gave me a blessing. That angel has clearly fucked me in the comedy department.
Yeah, rude angel.
Look.
Angel blessings rarely are like, you're good at comedy.
You're going to make people.
I've come from the gods.
Well, I mean, like, mine made me a folk hero.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So, Zamet.
Yeah.
You're like trying to get a gauge of the crowd, like why they're not laughing. Is it a race thing? Is there
nobody getting our amazing fucking? We're pointing out things. Everyone's thinking them.
It doesn't seem like anything you guys have done. There just seems to be a very somber mood to the tavern, someone's died or something like that.
Okay. Let's talk about mead. Hey guys, if you could make mead out of anything, what would it be?
It's my own suicide. Am I right, boys?
Let's kill all the kobolds. They're a mess.
Juice the kobolds. Make a drink out of them.
Juice the kobolds. I try and get everybody in a rousing, like in a chant. Juice the kobolds. Juice the kobolds.
I play a little song.
You seem to have struck a chord. People start chanting.
Juice the kobolds. Juice the kobolds.
For the next half an hour, I just go real heavy into the racist overtones of kobolds.
Oh, no.
You get booed off stage.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, just Zamet or are we still on stage?
Well, just by standing next to him, people
if
start...
If Zamet's off stage,
the crowd
should...
is turning against you guys as well.
All right.
You can try to stay on stage if you want.
I'm going
to
try and stay
juice
on stage.
Juice the kobolds, guys. You remember the juice the kobolds bit?
They hated the kobolds.
Dusher, like, you're able to stay on, but... Jack, in trying to defend Zamet, you maybe, like, also say some of the racist gear he was busting out, and someone just... He got clocked in the side of the head by a mug.
All right, I'm getting a... Whatever. Fuck this crowd.
I thought they hated kobolds. I'm so
Dusha,
sorry.
You're the only one still on stage.
Play the sax.
Quickly. All right. Hey, everyone. Sorry about that. Anyway, just to finish tonight's set, hands up who wants a tight five, all right? And hands up who wants a saxophone solo.
No one seems particularly interested, but they don't think they're going to boo you off. You don't think they're going to boo you off stage if you do.
All right. I'm going to go with a sax solo. I'm going to... You guys...
Play Baker Street.
Yeah, I will.
You very poorly play Baker Street. Like, it's recognizable as Baker Street, but it's not a great rendition.
I'm going to go to the bar.
Yeah.
At the bar.
How much gold do I have?
You have 5 gold, I believe.
How much is a bit of chicken?
Bit of chicken?
Yeah.
A meal will set you back. Well, if you want chicken and like sides and stuff, a meal will set you back.
I'm happy with just like chicken and a dipping sauce.
In the background, okay. Is Baker Street just still playing?
Am I wrong?
Playing it on a loop?
The D&D equivalent of like either a chicken parma or popcorn chicken.
That's why I just asked for like a basic bit
I'll
of chicken.
I'll call it 5 copper for both of you.
Yeah, easy. 5 copper. And like, oh yeah, a bit
you
of salad.
You don't need to worry about your gold. I'll do that for
Thank
you.
Thank God.
Oh, sweet.
That's real good. Well, we bombed. Another night of bombing.
Okay, not great. Okay, so...
What can we learn?
Yeah, well, I think... Well, I...
Sometimes the racist humor works. Sometimes it doesn't.
I thought we had them on Cypher Juice the Kobold, and I thought they were
that
like...
That chant was good.
It was just a juicing thing.
Sometimes I think
it's
maybe
not your...
crowds just enjoy chanting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Quickly, before we continue as well, yeah. It's very important because, like, more so than literally anything else you guys will do in this game, you need to pick if it's winter or summer, and I'll let you know that if you pick the wrong one, there's only a bad ending. It's just mediating how bad it's going to be from that point onwards.
Oh, man.
Summer seems like the smart option, yeah, but that might be... That might fuck us.
Let's just summer.
Yeah.
Summer's nice.
The plumbing boys get sweaty in D&D.
Yeah, summer.
So yeah, if you picked the wrong choice, then...
We literally just shot ourselves in the foot there.
It's
with an...
just how sad it's going to be.
Plumbing boy. I don't know if Plumbing the Death Star can kind of relate to D&D. So
he's not really...
I think we're like a...
Plumbing still
exists.
Plumbing
exists
in
plumbing
D&D?
Plumbing
exists in Roman times. It exists fine. People have been plumbing...
Romans were kind of advanced with aqueducts.
Plumbing's like. Been here since...
Aqueducting.
Back the in the day.
Goat cow.
Aqueducting.
Do you think there was such a thing as a plumber back when people shat out windows?
Yeah. I don't think there's plumbing.
In some places.
Is aqueducting a common thing?
No.
Maybe some places.
Okay, so fixing...
Fixing.
All right. What's a that's a
We're
big
not worrying
evil
too
thing.
Much about where this is happening.
What's a big
Let's say
evil,
the beholder.
Like a beholder.
Fixing the beholder.
Fixing the beholder lair. All right. Fixing
sure.
Plumbing the ancient elven poem, Death Star.
I'm sure there's probably stories or poems about stars of death.
Fixing the Beholder's Lair.
I think fixing the Star of Death is good because then you're like,
"Star Wars happened a long time ago in a galaxy far away."
Well, I just even think surely there's a story somewhere where they're like, "The great Star of Death in the sky is going to come down and
you
rain."
Say Stars of War because I like Stars of War.
Sure, fixing the Stars of War.
Done.
Anyway,
Garen, before he walks off to get your meal, he says, "Don't be too concerned. It's not." Really, your fault. It's
that's good to hear.
Circumstances about the town.
In the background, you just hear. Thanks, guys. Good night.
Circumstances of what now?
Don't get involved, man.
Just avoid the story. I don't even know what to do.
This
will be like a 2-episode.
I've joined you guys again. I'm a bit sweaty because I just ripped out a massive sax solo.
That was very good. It wasn't great, actually.
No, it's okay. Like, I got 4 claps. Yeah. I counted.
Like, you're off key for the majority, but it was all right. Like, I had a good time.
Yeah, man.
I think most people were just impressed that I had a saxophone.
It's very rare you see a half
brass
player,
is hard to come by.
A saxophone. And good.
Well done.
Huh.
I should probably sell this.
This is that's our meal ticket, Dusha.
As in, like, eventually when we buy that poor, we're going to need to sell it. Let's not sell it now. It's literally going to be our ticket for a meal at some point in the future, and I look forward to that.
Yeah. I don't know. Fixing the Stars of Death will... I'm sure it'll pay off eventually.
Well, fingers crossed. Anyway.
Just got to get a more anti-kobold crowd.
Look, I've been meaning to talk to you about
I
that.
I feel like I think one of my paper was on. I just feel like kobolds are like an inferior gobbo.
Uh-oh.
If you can study the skulls of a goblin and a kobold, you can see that the kobold has the inferior skull
shape.
It's a
smaller brain pan. I'm with you, man. Anyway, is that chicken here yet?
Over the course of your conversation, Garen comes out with both of your meals.
Mm-hmm.
Dusha, do you would you like a meal also? Garen asks you, Dusha.
Yes, Garen. I will have your finest also chicken dish, please.
Just what they got?
Yeah.
He nods. Just chicken. 5 copper.
Sick. So do you reckon, what do you reckon we could improve here?
Garen,
what do you think we could improve here to get like some more like...
Yeah, it was a good turn up, but I feel like we kind of lost them towards the end.
What do you reckon?
Yes, any tips on us?
Around here or just in general?
No, just in general, like a little bit. Maybe around here, but like mostly... Like,
constructive criticism.
Yeah,
don't take offense to this, but your saxophone solo wasn't amazing.
Yeah, you do need to practice more.
Look, I know you said don't take offense, but I'm going to level with you, Garen. I'm offended.
Like, Garen, you know what a compliment sandwich is?
Yeah,
it's like, you know, when you're hiding an insult or all right. So you don't know what a sandwich is.
That is an invention that we have yet. Okay. You want to eat bread and meat, you eat them separately. You take a bite of one and a bite of the other.
You know when you're eating your meat and your hands get all greasy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like to prevent that, you put that meat in between two slices of bread so it's easier to handle.
Yeah.
Joel Zammett, Earl of Sandwich.
So.
Well, in the future, I guess we call them Zammets.
The Earl of Delicious.
Delicious.
A ham Zammett.
Can I have a delicious ham Zammett? So, look, if you want, you can put that on the menu. That's just from me to you.
Ham Zammett sounds like a decent meal.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
I'll have a ham Zammett. Thanks. You want that toasted?
A little bit.
Ham Zammett.
So when it comes to construction, he's like, you know, look, he has a good thing that he did, and then there's a bad thing, and he ends with a good thing so you don't hurt this poor half-orc's feelings.
Yeah.
I feel like you made it extra complicated by explaining to me what you, like, the thing that was meant to explain something. All right.
Yes.
So... You want criticism, but you also want me to tell you nice
compliment,
things.
Criticism, compliment.
Yeah. All just right. To kind of take the edge off of things. You know, our egos aren't that great yet.
It's not your fault, because people in town are stressed about, an illness passing through.
Illness stressing, all right.
You're not great at the saxophone.
Hurtful.
Yep. A bunch of the local cattlemen are having trouble with their cows as well.
Cows.
Is that related to the illness? How sick is everyone?
How is it related to my saxophone?
Should we just cover our mouths?
Yeah, like, is it like, are we in, like, what's the go?
I don't know, so long as you don't get too close to someone who's sick.
How are either of those things meant to not hurt my feelings, Garen?
I'm saying it's extraneous circumstances affecting people.
Garen's out. He's why we've got a place to stay. So let's.
Thanks a bunch,
so
Garen.
How do we know if they're ill, Garen?
Sorry?
How do we know if they're ill?
They'll seem like a motley yellow, hair falling out.
How do we know?
It's sometimes lethal, but
Is it just passing through? Like, just like, oh, it's one of those bugs. Is that what's going on? Bugs.
It happens.
It's one of those miasmas.
Yeah,
okay. Just a miasma going around. What time is it?
Probably coming on like 8.
Okay.
We finished our set early.
Yeah, well, nobody was liking it.
We usually finished early. It's like a couple hours.
Yeah.
Probably started at like 6.
Oh, then we did perfect set. We got like 2 hours, and then they started booing us. So I think that's a win for us.
Yeah, 2 hours of no claps, but hours.
But like, hey,
anyways, I'll eat my chicken. Mm. You know, enjoy it.
Okay, the three of you just have nice meals.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, around you, people of the town seem quite depressed. There's a group of people in one of the corners, like a bunch of men. All having like a hurried discussion, and in another corner you can see a bunch of women, possibly the wives of those men, and a bunch of them are sobbing.
Mm. It's grim here.
Yeah, this is kind of everyone seems sad.
What the fuck's happening,
guys? I just want to double check.
Yeah,
my saxophone skills—they're all right, right?
I think they're pretty good. Like, I couldn't do better than that.
Well, like, yeah, but you can play the saxophone.
Yeah, but like a little bit of practice,
because like.
The thing is that you just don't practice.
Yeah. Like,
well, I just didn't think I needed
it.
To.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Like every week we're like, hey, if you practice, you're like, I'll do it on the night.
And like,
and the night comes and you're like, ah, he should have done it on the road. Look, like, guys, what were you trying to, was that like, was that Baker?
Well, look.
Because I did not, what was that?
It was Baker Street.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
I knew that's what you were going to play. So like, I think that was how.
Yeah. Like if I didn't know you were going to play, I wouldn't have known.
Me and Zammett practice our instruments. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
He plays the hogpipe, and you know, like you hear him hogpiping every fucking day.
Hogpipe.
That's a good hogpipe.
I know, I got it carved.
Look, I'm just a bit worried because, look, I was told by the angel that gave me a blessing that I have a destiny and I must achieve it. And
it's probably not the sax.
I mean, like, I just figured I would achieve it because, like, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
At most things, if not everything. I mean, I guess there's critics to everything.
Well, yeah, but, like, you can be, you become good at things by practicing these things.
Okay. I just wanted to check. I mean, you guys would be honest with me. So I was pretty good, if not great.
That.
But the, it was lost on the crowd because of my asthma.
All three of you notice when the doors to the tavern open,
yep,
and a very well-to-do looking lady steps in. She's an older, she's of an older stint, maybe like in her 60s.
Oh, nan age.
Nearly 70.
Jeez. Love a nan.
And she's wrapped in like nice furs. She has a like, not a fancy headdress, but expensive, somewhat muted clothes. She's wearing like a lot of blacks. She walks in, and as she walks through, she starts, like, talking with people.
I'm going to down my chicken, be like, I'm going to see if I can get me a sugar mama, and slide on over to her.
Look, to Zaman, I'm like, well, it's going to give us material.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it will be worth the story.
As she leans against the bar and starts talking to Garen, you slide on next to her. She's ordered herself a elven wine.
How you doing there? I like a woman with a bit of a... bit of age on her. You having a good night? Like I said, bit of age. I was going to say a bit of crust on her. So like yeah, when I thought
she gives you a sideways look and then leans past you to look at your companions.
Don't worry about that.
You're not from around here, are you?
No, I'm from out of town.
Adventurers? Bards?
Bards, yeah. Not quite adventurous.
Not quite, but sometimes.
You see, you gotta make ends meet. This is not the conversation I wanted.
If the need arises, she says.
I am gonna take that as flirting and be like, yeah, if the need arises. Give her a sneaky wink.
She says, that's good.
Oh, it's good.
I have a need of some adventurers.
Oh, well.
Are you looking for money?
didn't know it was that kind of arrangement. But if needs must. Yes, actually, I did want a sugar mama. Yes, I am looking, you know, for a kind of deal here. A kind of, you know, all of this. Gesture to my gnome body. My portly gnome body. For, you know.
Well, if a handsome gnome such as yourself could assist me in something, in a matter, a very personal, close matter, I would be eternally grateful and would be very willing to reward such a person.
I'd like to, like, look down the bar to... these guys give them the thumbs up.
I'm in. My name is.
You want, darling?
My name is Kerowin Hersreel.
That reminds me of something I'm very fond of.
What's. Hersreel.
Hersreel.
Oh, real.
Would you like the spelling?
No, I've. Yeah, why not?
K E R O W Y N.
Jesus.
Surname.
Yeah.
H-U-C
R-E-L-E. Come on now.
She reaches out a hand as if like for you to grab and kiss.
I do. Enchanté.
Give her a hand a lick.
I do. Like, has she got any rings in her hand, Adam?
Yeah.
I suck one off and then pop it into her palm.
In a very sexy and saucy manner.
There's nothing more erotic for a woman than having a man suck the ring off and then spit it back into their palm.
Especially a gnome.
So little.
With the slippery, slimy tongue that only a gnome possesses, you deftly remove one of her rings and spit it back into her palm. She give seems somewhat disgusted.
Give her a sneaky wink after that, though. Yeah, like,
so she cannot help but be impressed by your display. Like,
that's some dexterity with your tongue
that's
there, mate.
That's pretty amazing. I'm capable of that.
Them sobbing women and try and cheer them up with my amazing observations about kobolds and gobbos. And maybe just like maybe how they relate to orcs.
Yeah.
Maybe like a unified race kind of opinion. And I'm trying to teach
the
that.
Kind of thing you maybe don't say when old Jeldush is around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did
yeah.
we say our races?
Yeah, I did.
Well, good.
Half gnome orc. Half orc.
Not far from here.
Yeah.
There is a place known as the Sunless Citadel.
Right.
A castle that has, through some calamity, sunk into the depths of the earth. If you could travel there and retrieve for me the possibly only the signet rings.
Yeah.
But if they are alive, my children.
Ooh.
Talgan.
Okay.
And Sharwin.
Talgut.
Talgan. And
Sharwin. Sharwin.
They wear matching signet rings. If you can bring me these rings, or if they are alive, though they are presumed otherwise, I would pay you handsomely. 125 gold for each signet ring. And double that if you can bring them back alive.
Well,
no more eating just chicken.
125 gold is maybe more gold than you've ever had at one time.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just chat to my compatriots, Carolyn.
Perhaps the townspeople would pay for, well, there are many things in the Sunless Citadel that need doing.
Okay.
But if you wish, you can speak with Garen or some other people about town, and they could possibly offer you a reward themselves for some other things.
I'll sidle back over to you guys, giving her like a wistful goodbye. So long, my love. So.
Can I have gone to the group of sobbing women before that?
Uh-huh.
And just be like, hey, do you like the show? What's going on? Why are they not so upset? Seems like someone died, huh?
So what's going on here?
One of them gives you a very morose look and says, the illness sweeping through our village.
Yeah.
It doesn't always kill, but it kills the young and elderly. We're mourning children.
Did you lose a child, I say, several with that of kind of emotion?
Several of us have lost children.
Oh, that must be horrendous, I say.
Usually we need not worry about such calamity, but this year we weren't able to scrounge up enough money for the goblins.
The goblins, you say?
Yes. Once a year... Around now,
my interests are piqued.
A goblin tribe living in the Sunless Citadel nearby. It's an awful place.
Okay, so really sunless. Oh, I guess sunless is dark. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
They come to us bearing a weird fruit, from a tree we believe they cultivate in there.
Yeah,
if you eat these apples, these fruit, it confers amazing health benefits and can cure the sick. Usually when this sort of stuff happens, we gather together whatever money we can and we pay the goblins for these fruits.
How much are the apples?
We usually pay about 50 gold per apple.
50 gold an apple? That's a lot.
Those are some expensive apples.
Yeah.
This year we haven't been able to manage much money and, well...
You lost a kid. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so you need apples.
We try growing trees from the seeds that the apples produce, but we believe the goblins steal them in the night. They grow to sapling size, but then just disappear.
So it's like a secret these goblins have, how to create these apples, you say?
They hoard this knowledge and these magical apples to themselves.
So someone should definitely go in there and take this for themselves. Yes, go on.
Joel, Doucher.
Yes.
Garen leans across the bar. You go to the Sunless Citadel. I just wanted to give one to each of you. I thought it would be funny.
Yes, Garen, what?
A lot of the locals would appreciate it if you did that.
I'm just trying to eat my chicken, Garen. This seems out of... I mean, tell me more. Tell me more, Garen, but... Note that I am confused.
You're a half-orc. You look like you can take care of yourself, so do your compatriots.
Okay.
It's a big ask.
You did not look at us well enough, Garen, but that's fine. Yes, we can look after ourselves.
If you do it, I'll let you stay here for as long as you like.
Permanent residence, no run.
Yeah, wait, hang on. Backtrack a bit. What am I doing for you? I just go into the Sunless Citadel. That seems pretty easy.
There's a goblin tribe down there.
Uh-huh.
The goblins, I think, are attacking people's cattle at night. Because of that, people are afraid to let their cattle go out to graze. Because of that, people aren't growing as many cattle as they once were. Because of that, my larder is quite small.
Mm-hmm. I've got a scheme, boys.
All right, Garen.
The three of you reconvene.
Boys. So,
yes?
I'm in.
Yes?
With a nan. It's a go-go. Sick. Also, if we go to this Sunless Citadel place and bring back some rings or some kids, muchos bank for the boys.
All right.
We can finally buy those new stones to whisper into.
Yeah. Send them out to the different towns.
Yeah, well, first off, I'm not in because most of them are in mourning, and that's going to be an uphill battle and too much work for me. However, apparently there's a bunch of little gobos coming around selling fruit that heals the sick. Apparently, the seed you can grow them from, they tried to do that, but the gobos just come in and steal them back. So, if we go in there, get the knowledge off them, grow some trees, sell them for profit, fuck off this, you know, fixing the Star Wars bullshit. So,
yeah.
I was sitting here trying to enjoy chicken, and then Garen just started gabbing away.
Oh, classic Garen.
Don't know what he was saying.
Something about fucking goblins? I don't know. No, anyway. Bit aside, fellas. It's strange that we've all been given a story about the Sunless Citadel, but Garen was clearly bored at work.
You know, if I, you know, thought this town was cleverer, I'd assume this was just their ruse to get us out of here. They were just working together to send us to Sunless
Citadel. Well, see, I was confused to why, like, people didn't clap more, but clearly they were all just... consumed by wanting to talk to us one-on-one.
Yeah.
And too intimidating as a three-piece, but one-on-one.
One-on-one.
So approachable. More approachable.
Like, anyway, apparently...
Especially me and you, not him.
Me less so. It's my face that does it. It's
one of them gnome faces, I mean, you know what I mean?
You've got things in your beard right now.
bit of chick.
Oh, it's the thing I was chewing on.
Both in-game and out-of-game.
The tag from a shirt.
And then you put it straight back in your
back
mouth.
Back in it goes.
That's actually just disgusting, Jackson.
It's from the shirt I bought today. It's not 2 hours ago. Oh, plastic. It's hygienic.
That plastic tag has had a fucking life before you saw it and after you saw it.
It's having its life after I saw it as we speak in my mouth.
Apparently, speaking of goblins and the Sunless Citadel, apparently goblins have been popping up, attacking people's cattle and fucking over Garen.
I have a quick hunch. I go over to the guys who are chatting together, having that hush conversation.
Uh-huh.
Hey, boys, what do you need from the Sunless Citadel?
Well, we're going.
Are you going there? One of them says.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you could bring back... I saw you speaking with my wife at the other table.
Sorry about your kid. Or kids.
Or Nan.
Or Nans?
Yes. Well, if you want to stop that from happening to some of the other children around town, it would be very helpful if you could retrieve... If you are an adventurer, if you could retrieve the fruit...
Retrieve the goblins.
It's just the fruit one again. Don't worry about it.
same thing as what your wife was after.
Yes.
Cool.
I get on stage. Hey, everyone. So me and my boys, Joel Zammer, Joel Dushi, we were on stage before. How you doing? Yeah. So I'm in the corner. You can go chat with them, whatever. We're heading to the Sunless Citadel later on. Maybe tonight. Maybe tomorrow morning. If there's anything you need from there...
Just raise your hand.
Just put your hand up now. Come see us. We'll be at the Burrating Chicken. Please come say hello and... Tell us what you need from the Sunless Citadel. We'll do our best to grab. We're going anyway.
Do you have any rocks or capes you want us to sign? We're happy to do that.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy your morning.
Yeah.
And I'll go back to the bar.
On that note, we've been fixing the...
Stars of War.
Stars of War.
There it is. I sit back down at the bar.
Sans Pantaloon presents.
What adventures await our brave heroes? Find out next time on The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Sunless Citadel.
Thanks for listening. If you want to hear more of this series and a whole bunch more exclusive content, just head on over to sanspantsplus.com and join a community of like-minded dickheads.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.